This is Rising Up with Sonali, and I'm your host, Sonali Golhatkar. You can watch the show on Free Speech TV nationwide and listen to it on Pacifica radio stations. Activists around the United States have planned mass demonstrations this Saturday, April 15th, to demand Donald Trump's tax returns be released to the public. The president has broken with tradition on the issue of tax returns, like he has done on so many other issues. Every other presidential nominee of a major party since Richard Nixon has released his tax returns. Trump did not do so last year when he won the GOP nomination, saying that he was being audited by the IRS. But even after being inaugurated as president, he's maintained that he does not need to make his tax returns public. Some weeks ago, to much fanfare, MSNBC's Rachel Maddow released a 2005 tax form submitted by Trump, but the more than decade-old document did not reveal much. The White House did release financial disclosures for many of its cabinet staffers in response to press queries, but Trump's taxes remain much of a secret. My guest is Joe Dinkin. He is the Working Families Party National Communications Director. Welcome to the program, Joe.
Thank you so much for having me on, Sonali.
So the Working Families Party is deeply involved in these marches happening this Saturday, and we want to talk a lot about that. But first, let's make the case for why it's important. Why should Americans care when so much else is going on worth caring about? Why should Americans care about Donald Trump's tax returns?
Sure. I would say this isn't just an issue of decorum or tradition. This isn't just Trump should release his taxes because other presidents over the last 40 years have done so. It's really an issue about maintaining the public trust and integrity in knowing who Trump is really working for. You know, a year ago when he was the presidential nominee, first a candidate, then the Republican nominee, most people didn't give him much of a chance to win. But since he's been elected, since he's pursued an extremely radical agenda, and since more and more information has come to light about the level of collusion between senior members of his campaign, between his and with foreign powers seeking to influence the election, the more important it is to know what's actually in his tax returns. Without being able to see in his tax returns, we'll never know what level of business entanglements he has with foreign governments or foreign powers who might seek to influence U.S. policy. He's somebody who's bragged about doing business all over the world, and we need to know whose pocket he's in. Ideally, the president of the United States should be in the pocket of the American people, but with Trump, it's not quite so cut and dry. And the fact that he's been so resistant to releasing his tax returns only raises more questions. Is it because he has business dealings that he doesn't want people to know about? Is it because he's not as successful a businessman as he's claimed? Or is it just so that people don't know how much the tax reforms he's going to propose would benefit him personally, lining his own pockets?
Right. The ethics issues are particularly disturbing because if we don't know clearly who he owes money to or how much profit he made from which business endeavor, it'll be very difficult for us to judge any of his forthcoming actions, right?
That's right. And whenever a reporter asks Trump about his taxes, he says, oh, that's fake news. Only reporters care about it. And so part of the goal of the tax march is to prove that it's not just the media. It's actually people, hundreds of thousands of them who are going to be marching this Saturday, really do care, really want to know what's inside his taxes so we can know who he's actually working for.
Didn't more than 100,000 people sign a petition, a White House petition last year demanding he release his tax returns?
Yeah, I think a million people.
A million people. Yeah, okay, so that's clearly not just fake news or the press corps themselves.
That's right.
Wow. So what do you make of the assertions by the Trump administration and his surrogates like Kellyanne Conway, et cetera, who have said that he's maintaining this blind trust, that he is going to keep his business interests separate from the work he does as president? What do you make of that?
I think that we just can't trust that. You know, he has his two sons running his business, but there's no reason to believe that he and his family aren't going to continue to benefit from the business interests that he has. If he really wanted to prove his integrity, he could just do it by releasing his tax returns.
Now, there's been some news lately sort of showing how much work or not President Trump has been doing, including how many times or how often he's been visiting Trump properties. Something like every 2 or 3 days he visits a Trump property. And so for people who want to curry favor with him, they might end up wanting to patronize a Trump property. Are all of those the kinds of things that we'd like to see disclosures of as well?
Sure. You know, I think a Chinese national bank is renting a floor from Trump right now.
Wow.
You know, it's clear that he has business entanglements with foreign powers. You know, he has hotels, the hotel in the old post office in Washington, D.C., where foreign dignitaries can overpay for hotel rooms. It seems little short of a bribe from my point of view.
So let's talk about what's happening on Saturday, April 15th, tax day protests. April 15th is traditionally the day that taxes have been owed, although it depends on what day of the week it falls on. What is happening on Saturday? I understand, like we've seen in previous marches over the last few months, there's a main one happening in Washington, D.C., and then sort of satellite or smaller marches happening in cities around the country?
Yeah, that's right. There are going to be more than 150 marches around the nation. Some of the biggest ones we expect to be in D.C., in New York, in Los Angeles. But there will be thousands of people gathering in many, many cities, and we hope people come out to them. The more people show up, the louder demand it is for Trump and to release his taxes, and the bigger a demonstration it is that the people will continue to oppose and resist his destructive policies.
So what's the website that people can go to find out details about a march happening close to them?
So you can find the details of the marches in your community at taxmarch.org, and they're all listed there.
So taxmarch.org, they can find their own marches. If there isn't one organized near where they live, can they organize one now, or is it too late?
Absolutely. You know, it's getting to be pretty tight turnaround to turn out a lot of people. But if you don't have a tax march in your community, you can create one on site, bring together 10 or 20 or 100 or 1,000 of your best friends and go and march on your town square, march anywhere that you want to join the hundreds of thousands who are going to be calling on Trump to release his taxes.
And people have gotten pretty creative in how they've been asking for Trump to release his taxes. He is being represented as in chicken form. I understand that at some of the marches, creative visual, there will be inflatable giant Trump-style chickens present.
That's right. It's a little bit of a cheeky joke, but what we're trying to say is that Trump is just too chicken to release his taxes.
And so this is also, I think, implying this question of what is he hiding, right? I mean, if he
right.
doesn't have anything to hide, release the taxes.
That's right.
And in terms of what you also expect to happen, are you expecting elected officials to show up at the march in D.C.? Are there members of either the major parties or even third parties who are going to show up to ask him to release his tax returns?
Yeah, at the march in D.C., we'll have a number of prominent progressive Democratic elected officials, including Representative Maxine Waters, who's become a little bit of a social media phenomenon in the last weeks for the amount of shade she is said to have thrown at Trump and the various members of the Trump administration and Republicans in Congress. So she'll be headlining the D.C. event along with a bunch of other elected officials. In New York, we'll have local New York elected officials and some celebrities and artists, people like Bo Willmon, the creator of House of Cards, who tried to write an imaginary story about a Washington rife with corruption and then managed to find himself living in the middle of one in a reality that's as strange and terrifying as anything he might have imagined. So he's going to be at our tax march in New York. We'll have, you know, brass bands. It'll be lots of fun with, you know, local dignitaries and a lot of the different marches as well.
Joe, we've talked about what Trump might be hiding, who he might be beholden to, and how it's important for us to know that. But is there also an issue about the fact that we know in this country the tax system is really quite unfair? It is geared towards wealthy elites like Trump. We all are expected to pay our taxes. We're penalized if we don't. A disproportionate amount of our taxes are funneled upwards, and a disproportionate amount of taxes by wealthy folks are funneled into offshore tax havens. Is that
right.
also That's, an issue?
That's exactly right, Sonali. The two messages are linked to us. His corruption and the upward flow of money. You know, it's not trickle down anymore. It's Niagara up in our economy. The upward flow of money that Trump and his allies in Washington want to lift out of the working class and middle class into the rich. You mentioned the 2005 cover pages of the returns that Rachel Maddow had a couple of weeks back. And you're right that we didn't learn much from them. But one thing that we did learn was that if Trump had been able to implement one of the tax reforms that he's talked about, which is eliminating the alternative minimum tax, if he had been able to do that on his 2005 returns, he would have paid almost nothing. So part of this, and one of the reasons we think he doesn't want to show his tax returns, is that it will demonstrate in black and white exactly how much money he personally stands to save by the tax cuts on the rich that he's planning to push through. And it'll be, on the order of tens of millions of dollars.
Right. And during the campaign last year, during one of the debates when Hillary Clinton implied that he might not have paid any taxes, he retorted something to the effect of, well, that just means I'm smart. And that's, of course, how a lot of wealthy Americans view taxes, minimizing how much tax they pay basically is a measure of how smart they are at gaming the system. We also know that Trump has plans to attack. His proposed budget slashes so many very, very important services that poor Americans rely on. Meanwhile, the amount of tax dollars that are being spent on his security, on his golfing trips, on his trips to Mar-a-Lago in Florida, on protecting his wife and son because they choose to not live at the White House, that is being rapidly spent at a much faster rate than other presidents, right?
Yeah, it's outrageous. In New York, where I live, every visit to White House North supposedly costs the New York Police Department on the order of $1 million a day, at the same time as the Trump administration and Housing and Urban Development is planning to cut billions from public housing in New York.
Unbelievable. And of course, when Trump was not president, when he had a lot of fun tweeting at President Obama, he made so many jabs at Obama for golfing on the taxpayer's dime. Meanwhile, Trump has been golfing every 5 or 6 days just a few months into his presidency.
From my point of view, a day that Trump is golfing is not such a bad day. I'd rather have him golfing than implementing terrible policies. Yeah. Sending bombs overseas, cutting taxes for the rich, proposing Muslim bans and border walls. So from my point of view, Trump can golf all he wants if it means that he doesn't try to push through so many bad ideas.
And of course, he has proposed a whopping 10% increase to the military budget just a few weeks before he's tried to make official a war on Syria, which means that more and more of our tax dollars go towards dropping bombs on the heads of innocent people rather than actually investing in us. Joe, give out that website one more time where people can find out about the tax day marches happening near them and if they want to organize their own marches. Also, is there a way for people to tweet about it and use social media to publicize it as well?
Yeah, of course. So people who want to attend a tax march or maybe even create your own, you should go to taxmarch.org. You can also tweet about the tax marches, and there's social media tools on the website that you can use, or just tweet with the hashtag taxmarch or show us your taxes. And for people who want to learn more about the Working Families Party or get involved in the Working Families Party or create local Working Families Party chapters, just head over to workingfamilies.org.
That's taxmarch.org or workingfamilies.org. We'll post links to those from our website later today. Joe, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks so much, Sonali.
My guest is Joe Dinkin. He is the Working Families Party National Communications Director. Again, the Tax Day March is happening this Saturday, April 15th, at various times and places around the country. I'm Sonali Kolhatkar. We're online at risingupwithsonali.com, where you can sign up for our daily newsletter. You can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, iTunes, and Vimeo.